Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 423, Watch What You Wish For. Hey, guys, happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there. I know it's the day after, but as far as I'm concerned, we need to honor and celebrate you and your service every day of the year. No matter what branch, nothing, you all deserve our greatest gratitude. So happy Veterans Day, today and every day. Thank you for protecting our freedoms. Heard from another of you folks this past week, put up a little post about the Nikon metal hot shoe protectors. Really got some folks just all worked up about putting a piece of metal in a hot shoe. And it can't work. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's a Nikon product. They wouldn't put out a product that would, right, mess up their camera. I mean, that part is partly obvious. The other thing is people are asking, like, why? As mentioned in the blog post, and that's kind of important. People look at the social, and they kind of make a judgment, like, you know, from the book cover rather than reading it. As I mentioned in the blog post, I take those off all the time. The plastic ones, they just somehow disappear. I guess because they're small, they're light, I'm not sure. And you can't have that hot shoe cover on those mirrorless cameras uncovered. You know, right underneath it's all electronics, EVF, everything. It's like you can't do it, period. They've had metal ones across the planet for the last 4 or 5 years. Been tempted many a times to buy them, and now Nikon has finally brought them into the U.S., and I was just told they're going to be in camera stores very shortly. You don't even have to buy them just on the online store. So they're just for myself, and you don't have to do this. I mean, like everything else, you have to decide if it works for you or not, and if it does, embrace it. If not, ignore it. But for myself, the metal ones are heavy. They're in my pocket like a coin. I don't lose them. So it's that simple. But I do appreciate all your kind words. And in other words, yeah, well, that's what can I tell you? It's, I'm not sure why some people get so worked up over this stuff, because it's just suggestion, just telling you what I'm doing, and that's it. Had a few folks today email about our air-to-air clinic that happened this past weekend. First one we've done in the last many, many years. It went just swimmingly. It was hectic and busy. The six folks that were with us went flying twice and came back with some amazing images. So yes, I will be doing at least one, if not two, in 2025. You might also notice that there's some new adventures being posted. One of them will be in Yellowstone next fall. Another is at Maggie Marsh. So check those out on the website. And if you can join us, we'd love to have you. So the podcast is going to be found in the normal spots with the transcript. The website, of course, is going to have that photograph that joins it with all the other information that I might talk about in the podcast. You also can find it there at iTunes and Spotify. And Spotify, hey, you guys, I appreciate you guys reaching out and more comments and questions. Love to get a community going, get the tribe up and talking. So please feel free. It's there so you can reach me in another convenient way, especially on mobile. So check that out on Spotify. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. They've got a bunch of things going on that are Nikon-centric, and there's a bunch of things also going with other camera brands. That's just the Bedford's way. They're there to help photographers. No matter the brand, no matter the genre of photography, no matter where you live. Oh, I just heard somebody out of the States was, I went ear out the other. Somebody outside the States, because I listened to the podcast, reached out to Bedford's. Anyway, they've got it all. I had a good friend who just went crazy with the last Nikon sale. 600 F4TC and a 400 F4.5 and a couple of lenses and teleconverters and Bedfords. They got it to them within a week of the order. Killer prices with that sale. And even with that, you still get that 5% off for the Moose's discounts. So, hey, if you can, head on into their new store there in Kansas City or any of the other stores. They're in four states, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. And they're there to help you get your photography further down the road. That's my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Photographers have often a big wish list. And one thing that I tend to admonish photographers most of the time, because they, you know, you just, you've got to watch what you wish for, has to do with weather and the photo gods. Because I hear many times on trips, oh, I just wish we had some clouds. And I always go, no, don't just say that, because all of a sudden you could have a blizzard going because you just asked for clouds, right? I mean, if you're going to ask for something specific when it comes to weather for your images, you just can't give any temptation to them. You can be really specific, you know, what kind of clouds, wind, no wind, some sun. I mean, you got to spell it out because you just got to watch what you wish for. Now, that could be on the silly side of that, but on kind of the, I guess you could say, the more serious side. Two things have been brought up lately in conversation that I thought I should talk about. The first is lenses and bodies. And it happens every time. And it kind of amazes me when I have a representative from Nikon at one of my events or functions or adventures or presentation. There's always the photographers come up and say, what's coming out? You know, what should I, you know, be getting? And the first of all, you got to realize that if it's not been made public, myself or other ambassadors or representatives from Nikon aren't going to tell you what's coming. It just don't work that way. But on the flip side, you know, many of them, and I was listening to a conversation that a guy was waiting because he's wishing for this and that. And he was very disgruntled because I don't remember what body, it came out, it didn't have whatever it is he was wishing for. And so he didn't buy it. And I just asked him, I said, so are you taking pictures right now? And he's like, yeah. And I said, do you like them? He said, well, of course. And I said, so You're wishing for something else, but you're right now being successful. I said, what am I missing? And he says, and then I go, and you realize that if it does come out, I mean, it's going to cost you money, right? And isn't that going to kind of slow down your shooting? And he said, I hadn't thought of that way. And I said, well, you got to watch what you wish for. It's human nature. It's very much photographer nature to wish for something that they don't have when in reality they're already really well off. The one thing that I wanted to really kind of brought this home, because it occurs right here at my own desk. But I was talking to a photographer, and for many years, at least five, maybe six, they had been talking to me about how slow business was. They needed more, wanted more business, and what could they do, and could I help them? And it was a continual request, bemoan, desire. And I mean, it's understandable, right? If you're in business, it helps if you have business, because then makes things financially tight. When things are financially tight, it can at times cause the creativity to just kind of slow down or come to a grinding halt? Well, he reached out to me, I guess it's 2 weeks ago now, and I hadn't heard from for a while. I was a little concerned because a lot of photographers just evaporate. You know, they have all the great intentions. They have good skills, but they just don't have the point-blank passion to get through the hard times. And when you start, that's one of the hard times. Anyway, they reached out just a couple weeks ago, and now they've got so much work. They don't have time for their own stuff. And I kind of warned them. I said, you got to be careful what you wish for, because you're wishing for all this work. I said, but it's hard to understand that if you get all that work, it's actually a lot of work. And all of a sudden, your time is going to, you know, evaporate. Photographers seem to think that they have an 8-to-5 kind of job. And when you're self-employed as a photographer, it's anything but 9-to-5 or 8-to-5. It's you know, 24/7, 365. So you got to watch what you wish for. And it's also kind of goes back to a paraphrase in a Sheryl Crow. And it's not getting what you want, but wanting what you have. And that is something that I see quite often in photographers, and they whether it's their software, their cameras, their lenses, whatever it happens to be, they're wishing for and thinking somebody else has got, you know, greener grass. When in reality, you've already have it. But the deal is, and this is the important part, is that you have to recognize it. So, what's the one thing that most photographers wish for? Probably over it, over and over again. I'm sure I have. I bet you have as well. What's the one thing they wish for? You know? Talent. Talent. The ability to be that great photographer. That's probably what most photographers wish for, especially day in and day out. I'm here to tell you, you already got it. You've already got it. Because if you are seeking to improve yourself, then you already have talent that you've recognized and talent that for sure you can build upon. So you don't really need to go out and wish for it. You just have to utilize what you've already got, because your wish has already been granted and granted over and over and over again. You just have to relish in that fact that you've got it. And probably, and I saw it again this past weekend at the Air to Air, you know, that wish that, you know, I could have this or that piece of gear, because that would make the wish come true of me being a better photographer. It doesn't work that way. I wish I had that one magic number, because if I had that one magic number, I could be a better photographer. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you kind of got to watch what you wish for, because sometimes that wanting that and wishing for it, it puts up a wall that prevents you from moving forward. That's truly what this is all about. You got to watch what you wish for, because you end up saddling yourself with an anchor. You end up with an albatross around the neck. I'm not going to try to do a cliche festival here, but I want to drive home the point that wishing for something tends to unmotivate and give you, for lack of better terms, excuses why you can't be happy with what you have right now. And that's a chronic thing with photographers. They seem to have an issue being happy with what they've got. And they've got so much. But there's always room for a little more, especially the range of improvement. So, you know, you're already a really good shooter. You've got the passion. You've got the gear you need this moment. Go out and shoot. Because you got to kind of watch what you wish for. You folks have a marvelous week. There's lots of white stuff out up here. It's getting cool. Trees are bare. Winter is just seconds away. And the Winter Wonderland is a marvelous place to get out and shoot. You guys take care. And remember to make every click your story.